live across the sunny coast.
And without a little bit of pee, it's just an ooh.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
So true, Tazzy. Never a truer word spoken. Hello, Sunny Coast.
That's my motto. Hey, welcome to Tuesday, Sunny Coast. Beautiful day out there. Didn't start off too nice, I felt like, you and I were down at Cotton Tree testing my boat for the Builder Boat Regatta.
Mm-hmm.
The official float test of the full thing. Wasn't great, but then a couple hours later, beautiful blue skies.
It was cloudy and hot this morning. And also, if anyone knows what the dead fish smell at Cotton Tree is, let me know.
It's one of my favourite places on the sunny coast.
Right.
But it did smell terrible.
You were like, because I ran there, and as I ran into Cotton Tree, I started smelling and I was like, oh, there must be a dead fish on shore.
Kept
walking, went like 300 metres down, still smelt it.
You're sure that there is a dead whale around there somewhere. Like, this must be the answer.
Well, what else could permeate a region with a dead fish smell so strongly?
Oh, Sunny Coast, did you expect the word permeate this afternoon from our show?
I'm a scientist. A scientist and a scholar.
If only you were a radio host.
I know.
Sunny Coast, a lot of prizes for you. The Savvy, of course, tickets to our preview screening of Venom if you want to see it a day before anybody else in the world. Because, you know, we're the first country.
Mm.
You know, early.
Oh, true. Oh, New Zealand beat us.
Yeah. Those damn Kiwis.
I know. Sorry about that.
I mean, I am one, so I can say when I roll up.
We do have those giveaway. Also, up next, early in the show for once, we're playing our favourite game, Bandle. Could see you win $100 to spend at Mooloola Bar Music.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Right now, though, let's kick off the show with our best segments. Only going to be downhill from here.
Oh, Bandle's back, baby.
Bandle. It's the peak of our show. Hopefully it's your favourite part of your afternoon as well. We are all working together as an entire Sunny Coast to try and decipher today's mystery song. We're going to play it for you in its instruments, layer by layer, until it gets easier and easier. Once you know what it is, 545-11919, let us know.
Alrighty, we know that today's song was released in 2006, okay?
Cool.
They reckon we'll get it on the third layer.
2006 was 18 years ago. Just let that sink in for a second.
Jeez,
terrifying. It is thanks to Mooloola Bar Music, your local music superstore. Of course, if you can beat us to the song, you are going in the draw for $100 to spend there, drawn Friday.
All righty, here we go. Layer number one.
Ooh. When did when was Nelly Furtado big?
I reckon earlier than 06. I reckon more like
06. Promiscuous Girl.
Oh, Promiscuous Girl was my MySpace song. Which, saying out loud.
So if you're under 25, when you used to have MySpace, the best part of MySpace, really, was having a song on your account. So if people went searched Ellie Chaney and they went to your page, not only would it be like covered in like frangipani flowers or whatever design you had at the time, it would then start playing your favourite song. It was so good.
Look, Promiscuous Girl, I say it was my MySpace song. That makes me sound bad, but it's a great song.
Yeah, it's great. You were also probably 13 at the time.
Yes, I wasn't a Promiscuous Girl. Anyway, let's go down to number two. I think that's a great guess though, Tazzy.
Yes. The problem with this game is once you think you know what it is, you can't hear any other option.
True. Do you want me to try a rap it?
Yeah, go on.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that I'm giving really drives me crazy. We might have a time. If you play your cards right. Do you know who it could be? A bit of JT.
What's that? That bit at the end is the bit, isn't it? Like, that's the hook.
Promiscuous Girl.
No, it's not Promiscuous Girl. Okay. Stop with the Promiscuous Girl. It's not that.
Now all I can think of is stupid.
Promiscuous Girl. Oh, it sounds pretty good. It could be that.
Okay, put it in.
545-11919 when you think you know what it is. Let's hear another layer and then I'll guess it.
Okay, we've ruined it for everyone. Oh, it's gotta be.
No.
Oh, it's you that I want.
Okay, so
girl.
Sunny Coast, we don't know what the song is, so we play along with you. And I've just had to guess it on the app. It is. It's Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado.
One and the same, and you don't gotta play games.
Be honest. Be honest.
Roses are red, some diamonds are blue. Sugar is sweet, but it's still kind of cute.
I was going to say that I ruined the segment by guessing the song, but I think you ruined it by singing it.
Yeah, fair.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You want to know right now, 545-11919, when did you fall over in front of a whole bunch of people?
Yeah, it was about a year and a half ago I fell over. I was helping to set up a radio event and setting up those flags that you always see.
Yeah.
And I'd put the pegs in the ground and I was going back to get the flags. I was in a bit of a rush. I was running,
mm-hmm.
and I've tripped on one of the very pegs that I hit into the ground.
Oh, no.
And I hit the ground pretty hard. And I fell over, right, and I grazed my, like, elbow. And I got up and went, gosh, it's been a long time since I've really fallen over.
Yeah.
You know, you fall a lot as a kid,
mm-hmm.
and then you kind of stop falling over for a bit.
Yeah, fair.
And
then you go back to falling.
Then you do
then
go
you
back.
Then you go to having a fall.
Then you have a fall.
Mm.
But we want to know about falling over in front of people because Olivia Rodrigo is performing at the moment down in Melbourne.
She is. Looks like a good concert.
Yeah, I really, really wish she'd come to Brizzy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. We love Olivia, even though she apparently doesn't love Queensland.
No. Well, she was running around the stage, as they do at these big concerts, and she fell through the stage.
Yeah, the stage had a big hole in the middle.
Yeah, have a listen. You can actually hear the moment she falls. There it is. All right.
She falls like 3 metres. Like, yeah. She disappears. We lose Olivia for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to lose their job over that.
Lose their what?
Job.
Oh, job.
Surely.
Well, what, if you're the hole man?
Well, yeah.
If your job's to cover up the hole.
You're supposed to fill in the holes.
And you didn't fill in the hole.
You did not.
You left a gaping hole.
We do. We've got a $50. You've lost me. Stop saying that word. Double pass to Sunshine and Sun's Rum Fire. It's back Saturday, November 2. You can grab your tickets today. Have you fallen over in front of someone? Tell us the story.
Barry is in Malulaba. Baz, have you had a bit of a public fall?
Yeah, it was a little one. It was sort of a bit of karma at the same time. When my wife was pregnant, she used to vomit a lot. And we were going for a walk through Cotton Tree. And she started vomiting and it became that much. It was a joke and I just laughed and we kept walking. And then, you know, where the council do the edging in between the grass and the footpath?
Yeah.
I wasn't watching where I was walking and I fell over in front of everyone having picnics and that down Cotton Tree. So when everyone was feeling sorry for my wife vomiting, they all laughed at me when I fell over.
I mean, I think that sounds entirely fair, Baz. I feel like you've been like, I was a bit over her vomiting. Like, that is karma.
It was a bit.
Also, she's in that situation because of you, Barry, all right? She's there for you, because of you. You can fall over, all right? That could be your little bit of pain.
It did hurt too. It cracked me ankle.
Oh, gee. Cracked me ankle. That sounds painful. That's a painful way to put it.
Yeah, that's no good.
Well, Baz, you got what you deserved. Thanks for your call. Give us a call if you've got a story. Deb is in Karramundi. Deb, when have you fallen over in front of a whole bunch of people?
Oh, at the worst time in your life, in high school.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, the whole class were in the hall. I don't remember what we were doing in there. But I went to do like a high kick and then my base foot slipped out from underneath me. I landed on my butt and the entire class laughed at me.
No.
I'm getting emotional just thinking about it now.
That's a bad one because you've brought that on yourself, you know. You've tried to do the trick and you haven't landed it.
Yeah, I know. And I'm just like, why did I even do that?
What was the reasoning behind the high kick? What were you trying to achieve?
Oh, I think some other kids were doing that too. It might have been like a physical education class.
Oh yeah.
Because we were in our socks as well, which is why I slipped. And I just went to do a high kick and landed on my butt.
We know you quite well, Deb, as an adult, and I just really enjoy hearing a story that just confirms that you've not changed since high school, because I think you could do a high kick today and maybe fall over and fall flat on your face while doing it as well. So it's really good to know that you haven't changed.
Thanks, guys.
All righty, we're going now to Dan from Mooloola Valley. Dan, have you had a public fall?
This weekend, I was going through Coles or Target or something like that with a self-service checkout that was busy, and my three-year-old was having a major temper tantrum, and I tried to console her by picking her up, but she was flailing her legs, and her legs hit me somewhere I didn't want to get hit, and I got dropped very quickly and very embarrassingly. I had a few sympathy laughs. I think that was caught, but I was pretty embarrassed.
So are we talking like fetal position on the ground? You fell all the way to the ground?
But then like tried to walk it off. I kind of like just crawled on one knee to a quiet different area of the shop.
Worst place in the shop to have it too, in the middle of the self-serve, because everybody's a little bit weirdly put out in that time. Everybody's sort of paying attention. Hang on, which one's free? Where can I go next? And so you're very aware of who's around you. That's the worst
place. I've been paying, and my wife was there to take the kids over.
Oh, thank God. Oh, Dan, that is awful. Have you recovered okay?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Okay.
Good. Thank God.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We just want to speak to people who are productive in the mornings, the morning people.
We want to hear about your morning routine, but specifically this morning. What did you get up to before heading to work today? Because we heard from our big boss, Benny, who is notorious for doing nothing around this building. Mm-hmm. We find that he's actually very productive at home.
Well, look, productive, I don't know if productive is the word I'd use, Tazzy, because
he gets a lot. Well, he does a lot.
He managed to get something done this morning that I wouldn't have thought many people are doing before work. Mm. He woke up early this morning and watched an entire movie before coming to work at 8:30.
He woke up and thought, yep, let's watch a movie.
Who does that?
Sat through, watched a movie, popcorn and everything. It's like 7 a.m. and then he gets to work on time. I know, shocking, on time. Can you believe it?
And he has two kids as well to, I'm sure, get ready for the day also. Like, how do you fit in a movie? And also, who wants to watch a movie at 6 o'clock in the morning?
No, the cinemas don't open that early.
No.
For a reason. No one wants to watch a movie at 6 a.m.
It's not a morning activity, watching a movie.
It's a night thing. 545-11919. Have you had a busy morning before heading to work? What did you get done before 9 a.m.?
In the same conversation with Big Boss Benny, one of the other guys in the office pipes up and he's like, I walked 13Ks before 9 a.m. this morning. What do you mean?
Yeah, go back to sleep.
13Ks? That's nearly a bloody half marathon.
What time did he say he woke up?
10 to 5, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Too early.
Oh, terrible. 545-11919. What did you get done before 9 a.m.? Bonus points if it was for this morning. Mm-hmm. But if you're a morning person, you normally get a lot done before heading to work. We want to know it. There's no bar that has to be set here. It doesn't have to be an insane level, because we've got 4 or 5 of these double passes to give out. So if you get on air, you're going to our Venom The Last Dance preview screening.
I'd also like to put a call out for anyone who watches a full movie before coming to work. Steph is in Narimba. Hello, Stephanie. What did you get done this morning?
Well, I ate a cupcake at 5 a.m. and I went to the gym at 3.
Hang on, Steph. 3 a.m.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep. I have two little kids and they came and woke me up at 3. But generally, every day I go to the gym at 4 a.m.
Oh, my. I love that you started it with, I ate a cupcake.
Well, it's my birthday. The calories don't count, right?
Oh, happy birthday. You got up and went to the gym at 3 a.m. on your birthday.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Girlfriend, that is commitment to fitness.
Don't
I
skip
love
leg day.
It.
That's right. Don't skip leg day.
What day was it today? What'd you work out?
Booty day.
Booty day. Love that. Bit of glutes.
All right. Okay. This is weird. It's getting weird now, Chaney.
Yeah.
So, Steph, and the cupcake, is that all you're allowing yourself for your birthday?
Oh, no. I had another cupcake at 2 o'clock.
Good. Been working out since 3
a.m. Calories don't count today.
That's right.
Get them all in.
Get one of those Coles mud cakes into you this afternoon as well once you get home.
Absolutely.
Good on you, sister. Well, that is setting the bar very high. And also, happy birthday, Steph. I hope you've had a lovely day.
Thank you. I definitely have.
Good to hear.
Hey, 3 a.m. I'm not having a lovely day if it starts at 3 a.m. No. Just saying.
How cranky would I be, Taz? Oh, you'd be gotten up at 3.
Oh, I've had to wake you up at 5:30 before and you've made it my problem for the rest of the day.
It's not for me. We'll go to Mel in Maroochydore. Mel, do you get productive things done before 9 a.m. today?
Well, it's not me so much. I'm pretty boring. I just get the kids up and get to school. But I'm a nurse and I have a 96-year-old client in the community who gets up every morning at 5:30, makes an Irish coffee and then has her Irish coffee while she watches her movie until 7 o'clock.
A daily 5 a.m. movie is crazy.
With a double Scotch Irish coffee.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me. Is this client Irish, Mel?
No, she's certainly not.
Wow.
She's got the right idea.
Look, at 96, you've sorted out what you enjoy doing and what you don't enjoy doing. So she wakes up, gets straight to it.
Yep, it is the key to long life.
Mel, what does she do for the rest of the day if that's how she's kicking it off?
I think there's plenty of midday naps, Tad.
Of course.
She goes for
a 7 o'clock power walk around the village and then she reads the newspaper and then she has the morning nap
You know what they say, it's 5:30 a.m. somewhere, right? Cheers to that, Doris.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A website has surveyed a whole heap of to-be parents. What's the thing?
Parents-to-be.
Parents-to-be. There we go. So they're having kids in the first half of 2025 and they've asked them about what they're going to name their kid. So we can work out the baby trends heading into 2025. So if you're pregnant at the moment, maybe you're about to pop, you might be able to work out whether your name that you've locked in, ready to go, is on trend or you're going to stand alone and do something a little different. I've got five different categories of name. The website's brought it down into five categories. We've got landscape names is number one. So a lot of names like cove,
beach,
coast, creek, field, reef.
No, they're not
and
names.
And valley.
Has that they're not names?
Well, they're names that have come up.
These Someone's calling their kid Valley.
Yeah, apparently.
Or Creek.
Apparently. No, I like Cove. I like Cove as a name. That's my favourite one out of those. No, Creek's no good.
No one's calling their kid Creek.
You don't want to be called
ready.
Creek.
No.
Okay, what about Gen Z names? So these are ones with Z's in. So they're either starting with Z or they've got Z's in them.
Okay.
So Azalea, Hazel, Maisie. Ozzy, Zephyr, and Zuri.
I don't mind most of those.
I like them.
Yeah.
Really cool. Normally the Z names, you're a bit like, ugh.
Yeah.
You've used it to be cool. But I really like Maisie, M-A-Z-I-E.
Yeah, Maisie's cute. One of my best friend's kids' names, Zephyr.
Now, the website has also worked out that there's a country flair to some of the names coming through. A lot of country music being bigger than ever, Beyonce making the country music.
I thought you meant like someone's going to call their kid Kazakhstan or something.
No. Jake Shamash, very nice. No, so the country rebrand is what they're calling it. Clover, Elsie, Harlan, Mabel, Waylon. Names like that. W-A-Y-L-O-N. Waylon.
Waylon. Okay.
And then my final two, which I really like, otherworldly names like Altair, Aura, Cosmo, and Lumen.
What was the first one?
Altair.
Altair.
Altair. So Altair. That's not Altair. Altair. Anyway, it's from another world and they're a bit weird. And I don't mind them either.
Well, you are a Star Cosmo. Wars fan.
That's right.
And you once told me you want to call your kid Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I did say that. You know. Yeah, that's right. That's definitely not made up by you completely. Finally, this is what the website is calling the uncool names.
Oh.
Uncool names could be cool again. So they're saying they might seem ugly and uncool right now, but could be the next big thing. It's about recognizing the beauty and in old school names to set new trends.
Is
Eleanor.
Big old Eleanor about to make
way worse than Eleanor. Oh. This is Oswald, Enid, Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Golda. which I've never heard of before. Murray, which I thought was a little hard done by.
It's my friend's dog's
name. Wiggle. Yeah. He's a wiggle.
Yeah.
And Rita. Oswald, Rita, Murray, Golda, Enid.
Where's Eleanor?
Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Gilbert's no good.
Like the movie What's Eating Gilbert's Grape.
Gilbert's no good.
Have you heard of that movie?
I have not. And I'm not going to see it because the name gives me the ick.
What's Eating Gilbert's Grape? Great movie.
I don't want to know What's Eating Gilbert's Grape. That's Gilbert's business. We shouldn't know about that sort of stuff, okay? Let's leave that between Gilbert and his doctor. $1,000 cash up for grabs in a couple of minutes, guys. It gets better.
On 91.9 CFM.
Design the life you want with supports by Design Disability Services. Build a boat to win 2K cash. Alien Tassers, build a boat regatta. Build a boat
and hope it doesn't sink. It's happening October 26th, and you might think, oh, it's 2 weeks away. That's not enough time. We've talked to teams that have done it in an afternoon.
Yep.
If you think that you don't have enough time, you actually do, and it's a hell of a lot easier to do it on the cheap than you think. So this is our third year hosting the Build-A-Boat Regatta for you to get involved with. A whole heap of cash prizes on the day. And you just have to build your own boat. You have to build a raft.
Yep.
But you can do it for free. I've pretty much spent no money for the last 3 years on my boat.
Absolutely. Teams of up to five you can have. You can have one paddler, you can have five paddler, and we'll do a series of heats along Golden Beach, and the first one to finish first in the final wins $2,000. It's going to be a huge day.
Cold hard cash and over 3.5K to give away on the day. So different bits and pieces. We might do a second place. We might do a best dressed team. We might do a honourable mention. Maybe there's a kids, maybe do a kids prize as well.
Yep. The possibilities are endless. So if you want to get involved, register cfm.radio. Tassie has been hard at work on his boat, as have I.
I was nervous last night.
You should have been.
I didn't get much sleep because we booked this in my first ever boat test official.
Yeah, we went down to Cotton Tree this morning to see if Taz's boat would float. Captain Taz, how are you feeling?
I think I'm onto a winner here.
Look, looking at it, you've zip-tied together milk crates filled with milk bottles.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Buoyancy should be okay. I reckon balance is what you're going to be concerned with here.
Which is also my strong suit anyway. What do you think of the spoiler?
It looks good. Whether it will be structurally advantageous, I don't know.
Hey, maybe I'm going for best looking boat on the day.
Well, that'll be the first time you've won that contest, am I right?
Thank you very much. All right, let's launch this bad boy.
All right, Tassie is dragging his boat into the... Oh, he sat on it.
It's working.
Okay, look.
It's working, Ellie.
Okay, looking at this, we'll call it a boat. It is floating. The buoyancy is okay. However, you're kind of being folded up like a taco right now.
Yeah, and it has fallen apart a little bit on me. The spoiler.
The spoiler's fallen off. There are people standing and pointing at Taz's boat.
Yeah, they're pointing because they've just never seen such technical marvel like this before. Hang on, it's floating away. I can't lose it again.
Look, I'll give you points for buoyancy. Yes, well done. The milk bottles have floated.
I didn't even bring a paddle and it was thirsty for a finish line, this thing.
Points for buoyancy. Points, more points for balance than I thought. But what I would not award points for is the spoiler.
Did you see the way it folded up? It's like a transformer.
Yes.
No, should I call it Bumblebee?
No. You've got to work on the design of the spoiler, I think, if you want it to be effective.
What if I paint it yellow and it can be Bumblebee and it can transform?
I don't think the colour of the milk crates is the issue here, buddy.
Gee, the smell of the milk crates is definitely an issue at the moment, to be fair.
Oh, all right, well, look, it's not bad. You're nearly there, I reckon.
Is that a compliment?
No, I said it's not bad.
That was a compliment.
I didn't say it's good. I said it's not awful.
I'll take it, Sunny Coast. If you think you can beat me, make sure you register on our website. We'll see you soon.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, the dating scene of 2024 is tough. It is a tough one out there. Ellie, cling to Dan. Because it's not great.
It's not fun.
If you're a single guy or gal, it's very tough to find somebody. Everybody's finding each other on the apps now, but again, you have no idea. It's just fish in a barrel, etc. So people are looking for real life ways of meeting people.
Beautiful.
However, that doesn't always go to plan either. That's not perfect. There's a lady that's shared on TikTok. Her name is Kirsten. She's from America and she's been traveling around a lot in airports and things. And she got a random text as she was waiting for her next flight at an airport saying, "Hi, Kristen." Firstly, got the name wrong.
Kirsten's hate that.
"Hi, Kristen. My name is Nate. I saw you and thought you were so beautiful, so I had to find a way to talk to you." Firstly, pretty creepy.
Yeah, well, I mean, strong start, though, in that, like, he's starting with a compliment.
"I saw you, thought you were beautiful. I had to find a way to talk to you." Okay, all right. Then he goes on. This is how the text goes. "I saw your phone number on your luggage tag and decided to text you. I promise this isn't as weird as it seems. Could you give a guy a chance?"
Oh, Nate.
Firstly,
it is a bit weird.
You don't have a face or an age or anything. You're just going in through a text. That's really tough.
Yeah.
But also, what a weird way to... I mean, he's seen her.
Yeah.
He's obviously been in the same place as her.
Yeah.
Why not go up and introduce yourself?
And say, "Hey, my name's Nate."
Yes, it takes balls. Yes, it takes guts. Yes, it's scary.
Yeah.
But I've done it a heap. It's fine.
Well, it's kind of like... Okay, tell me whether you think this is worse.
Okay.
You're out at the clubs on Ocean Street, popping some vodka Red Bulls, and you see a hot chick. And you say to your friend, like, "Oh, what's that chick's name?" He's like, "I'll go find out."
Okay.
He goes, finds out. Yep. You then find her on Instagram and add her and say, "Hey, saw you out last night." Creepy, not creepy.
It's creepy. Because you know why it's creepy, I think, is you've had a chance to talk.
Yeah.
And you've chosen not to. You've chosen the slimy, ugh, response.
True. I think the creepy line is the fact that he found out her personal details without her consent.
That was her big issue as well, because she says that she has her address and an email address on her luggage tag. So if he wanted, he could know where she lives now.
Yeah.
A lot of people on social media really don't like it either. They've shared a few other weird ways that somebody has tried to approach them.
Yeah.
It is a common thread. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. Let's get you a prize, the Savvy. Not that I can find where the prizes have gone. $50 voucher to spend at Slipstream Brewery in Batinia. 545-11919. What's the question we're going to ask?
Well, have you been hit on in a weird way? Can be verging on creepy. You've kind of been taken aback a bit by it. We want to hear your stories. Someone's been maybe bolder than they should have been. Veronica is in Caloundra West. Now, we've met you before, V. I'm sure you've been hit on plenty, sister.
Oh, you're too kind.
Have any of those ways been in a creepy way?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going back about 10 years ago. I was at a library with the kids. It was like a... you know, like library kids' time thing, you know, like reading books and stuff like that.
We're familiar with the library,
That's it. I'm not telling you my story now.
How dare you?
That's all right. Next caller.
Veronica is bearing her soul right now. Okay, so you're at the library, super sexy setting. Go on.
Yeah, I'm at the library. Anyway, there was this guy just hanging around and I thought he had a kid, but he didn't. So he just kept on talking to me and I'm thinking, oh, where's this kid, you know? Anyway, I asked him for my number a few times and I just went no. I was like, I politely, you know, said no. Wasn't ready for anything. And anyway, he ended up having no child at all. It was like this playgroup with no child.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and not only that, at one stage I'm like, oh, yes, he's left. He's left the library. He didn't leave the library. He was on his hands and knees, like spread the books apart and had his face poking out and looking at me.
Oh my.
And saying, "Are you sure? Are you sure I can't get your number?"
No, that's a bit weird.
Look, Veronica, I do apologise for my behaviour, okay? Not my finest hour.
Taz was just really engrossed in Harry Potter and couldn't get a copy of his own, so he had to go to the library.
Honestly, I got the kid and I just left. I'm like thinking to myself, no way. It was creepy. It still sticks to me. And you know what? I still see this guy.
I still see him, like a local guy
in Caloundra, and every time I'm driving, I see him somewhere.
Oh, gosh. Has he still got a pile of books around him, or has he moved on from that?
peeking through the shelves.
Oh, that is creepy. Good story.
No good. Good story. Not a great advertisement for libraries.
No.
Don't go.
Go for the playgroup, leave when the creepy men hang around. Yeah. Lisa is in Caloundra. Have you been hit on weirdly, Liz?
I'm pretty sure Veronica and I met the same guy.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Lisa, what's the story?
No, there's a few out there. But anyway, whatever you do, just don't do it. Just don't.
Yeah.
If they look at your baggage tag and they didn't come up and say, g'day, how are you? You're beautiful. Let's have a cup of tea before our flight. Then there's something wrong with
them. Absolutely.
Just run.
In person is always going to be better than something over text or a weird Instagram ad or something. It just feels slimy. If it's not in person, it's slimy. Isn't that right?
That's it. That's absolutely it. And if they walk up to you at the beach and you're watching the sunset like I'm doing right now at Happy Valley, and they say, so what do you see when you see the sunset? And you look over and you go, well, I see the end of another beautiful day and, you know, kind of the calm and culmination of what, you know, I could do a Kamala Harris, what has been and what might seem to be and what's going to be, might be done or whatever. But, and then they say, well, I'm an energy healer and I can read your energy.
Oh.
And then you run.
Run. There'll be another sunset another time, Lisa. We can come back and see another sunset.
Yeah, and don't let them find you. Don't give them your name so they can find you on Facepalm.
No.
They will.
Certainly not.
They'll stalk you there too.
I thought you were advertising yourself there for a bit, Lisa, because you were like, look, if they come up to you at the beach at Happy Valley right now, I'm wearing dark blue. Hello?
No, run.
Hello?
Lisa.
No, I'm hiding.
Are you saying
I'm
the opposite? Are you saying
one.
You're reporting live from a creepy hit on location? Like, is this literally just happened to you?
No, I'm just watching the sunset like I always do. Oh. Every now and then something happens.
Yeah.
I don't know what's real and what's not with Lisa.
No.
What's made up and what's real at this point.
You're taking us on a journey, Liz. Thanks so much.
The sunset's real and it's really beautiful, actually.
Oh, good. Oh, well, you enjoy that
and
sunset.
I don't need my energy healed. I'm pretty healed. My energy's pretty good.
Good.
Correct.
We can tell, Lisa. We can tell. We love your energy this afternoon. Go and have a great afternoon, all right?
Yeah, you too. Tell Veronica I'm so sorry.
We'll pass it on.
See you, Lisa. Oh, the Kamala Harris bit was a bit weird. But, I mean, all the best, Lisa.
All the best.
I don't think she needs her energy healed.
No, she told us she doesn't. She is good to go.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz. Never get